Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. Since you are His child, God has made you also an heir. I was adopted into my family. My brother was born naturally into it. I am the executor of my parents' estate, so I have seen their will. It's split evenly between the children. I am receiving the same inheritance that my natural-born brother is receiving. Isn't that remarkable? As remarkable as my inheritance from my parents is, the inheritance Christians receive is far more remarkable. The Bible says that although Jesus is God's natural-born son, while Christians are adopted sons and daughters, they still receive a wonderful inheritance. What will that inheritance include? It starts with the forgiveness of our sins. This was purchased not with gold or silver, but with the holy, precious blood of Jesus in His innocent suffering and death. Everyone connected to Jesus by faith receives that forgiveness, more precious than any earthly inheritance. Our spiritual inheritance continues with resurrection from the dead. Our actual souls and our actual bodies, separated at death, will come together again. The disciples saw it happen with Jesus, and they realized that it would also happen to them. Our bodies will be glorified, ageless, unable to die. It's an amazing inheritance. And that inheritance continues with heaven. That's where the Son of God lives, and that's where we will live eternally with Him. We can look forward to an eternal existence without sorrow or pain in the company of all those who have been adopted into God's family. Jesus, our brother, is preparing our place for us right now. Lord God, thank you for making me your child. I delight in your inheritance, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.